Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we are not discussing page 25 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, because we got to do another dumb vampire trick. We're almost there. This is the last page. There are so many spoilers on this page. It's the stuff we're about to find out in the plot. Please bear with me for one more dumb vampire trick, and then we're out of this spoiler-heavy section and onto mostly clear skies. I mean, not clear skies, death trap-filled skies. But we'll get to that. For today, we're talking about a dumb vampire trick, so let me randomize and pick a random vampire discipline to talk about today. Okay, so I first rolled some disciplines we've already talked about at some length for other reasons on the podcast, and I skipped those. Serpentis, Obfuscate. In the course of Sir Bloodworth's temporary career as a Setite, we talked a fair bit about the powers of those disciplines. I feel like we covered them. And it's fortunate that I made that decision, because the next discipline that I rolled was Maleficia, which is an obscure-ass Dark Ages discipline. So there's a Dark Ages vampire. Vampire the Masquerade is set in modern times, generally speaking, but there's also Victorian vampire, and there's also Dark Ages vampire. In Dark Ages Vampire, there is a book called Dark Ages Companion, and in Dark Ages Companion, you will find this specifically infernalist discipline. This is for devil-worshipping vampires, and it's said to have been created by infernalist Malkavians. So if you're an insane, Satan-worshipping vampire, all the better. This is right up your alley. Maleficia is the ability to use the evil eye. The evil eye can give people the plague, can curse them, do all kinds of terrible shit to them. However, this badass folklore power comes with folklore weaknesses. Quote, Maleficia's effects may be turned on the Infernalist. Should the target of this discipline realize she is being affected, she may make an opposed wits plus occult roll, difficulty of the Infernalist's willpower. If the roll is successful, the Infernalist suffers the effects of the discipline. This can only be done if the victim knows that she is being afflicted and can confront the Infernalist. This is because you can like reverse the evil eye by making like some kind of motion, right? You could do like a little, I don't know, cross yourself, something. I admit it. I failed my occult check. I don't know what to do about the evil eye. Please don't evil eye me. I have no defense. But you can do a thing if you're cannier than I am, and you can deflect the evil eye back on the user. Also, if you go to a church and get an exorcism or a blessing ritual, then that frees you from the curse of the evil eye. And if you kill the Infernalist also. So depending on your temperament, kill your tormentor or go to church about it. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm here to tell you what the various dot levels of Maleficia do. One dot, evil eye. This power allows the Infernalist to afflict someone's life with a minor mishap. This may prove fatal in combat. You roll wits plus occult, difficulty 6, spend a blood point, and each success cancels one success from the victim's next die roll. This is a very nasty one-dot power, because there are situations, some of them just accidental things that are bound to come up, other situations that can be set up. Having somebody canceling your successes on a one-to-one basis on one pivotal roll can be huge. I mean, just having this character standing on the sidelines in a fight and using this on somebody while another vampire goes for a killing blow, huge. Maybe too good for a one-dot power. But then again, you do have to worship the devil to get it, and it can be deflected back on you. Although, I don't know, like if you're about to be beheaded by a vampire or something, I mean, I guess it's your lookout if you want to use your action doing some kind of little folklore thumb gesture at another vampire who's trying to give you the stink eye. Maybe you should just duck as best you can and hope for the best. But that's just one dot. Two dots. Minor curse. This power causes the victim a string of mishaps and accidents. You roll intelligence plus occult. You spend a blood point. For each success, this lasts for 1 hour. And as long as it lasts, the affected character ignores their highest die on every roll. It says, quote, this can be disastrous for characters with low levels in critical abilities. No fucking shit. If you've got just one or two dice in like a virtue, so something you'd use to like resist frenzy, or if you've got only one or two stamina and you're in a physically taxing environment where you're having to routinely roll stamina for something, you are fucked if this happens to you. Three dots. Psalm of the Damned. By chanting strange verses, the Infernalist causes her foes to be distracted and unable to concentrate. Once begun, the psalm is heard by the victim wherever he flees, so long as the Infernalist keeps chanting. You roll manipulation plus music. Each success reduces the victim's dice pools by one, just like a wound penalty or something like that. And then as long as you keep chanting, they keep suffering that penalty. So this is like an all-around curse. This is a full spectrum, a multivitamin of a fuck you. If you're really good at manipulation and music, you could really ruin somebody's whole goddamn life with this power. And in a cool way, too. very flavorful. Like you're doing satanic chant, and then even when they run away from you, they can still hear the chant, and it just ruins their ability to do anything. So fucking cool. Four dots. Barrenness. Quote, the target of this power is rendered barren. Given the importance of children to medieval people, this power is dreaded by all. You roll charisma plus occult, difficulty of the target's stamina, and if you succeed, then your target becomes unable to produce children, or if they're a vampire, unable to produce childer. Can't embrace new vampires. This one, I feel like it's so long-term and it's so story-based, it's cool from an NPC perspective. But on a practical level, you're kind of setting yourself up, aren't you? Because remember, all of these effects can be removed by killing the person who gave you the evil eye in the first place. And this one can't even be eliminated by a regular blessing. You would need an exorcism. Or it says a high-level thaumaturgical ritual. So I'm not sure how often you're going to be in a situation where it's like, it's extremely important to me that this person not bear children. So I'm going to afflict them with a lifelong curse to that effect that they can only break by killing me, in many cases. Seems like you're asking for retribution. Although, you know what? If you're out there giving people the evil eye, you're probably like a high conflict person. You're inviting a lot of negative energy into your life by doing this. Although, I mean, I guess you already worship Satan, so what the hell? It would be somewhat hypocritical to be like, okay, yes, hail Satan, but at the same time, positive vibes only. Finally, five dots, greater curse. The target of this power suffers torments night and day. Her skin breaks out in boils and she is shunned by others. You spend three blood points. You make a resisted willpower test, high difficulty, difficulty of 8. Whoever loses this contest is afflicted by the curse. That's badass. It could be you or it could be them. It's just whoever wins the contest. This is big bad magic that either affects you or the victim. So this is high stakes. The effects of the curse last for 1 year. During this time, you cannot sleep comfortably. So you take a plus one to all difficulties. You take on the appearance of a leper, and you suffer all the effects of a minor curse. Vampires can resist this, but it costs them 4 blood points a night to resist it. So they're going to have to like quintuple their blood intake to avoid the leprous appearance, the constant penalties, the higher difficulties, the inability to sleep comfortably. Fuck, this power is mean and cool. I love this power. I feel like the Satan part is really the only drawback. I feel like I'm talking to a recruiter from hell and they've just about got me on the hook, but I'm still wriggling. I don't love the Satan part, but no, I kind of wish that this were more widely available because it has so many risks inherent in it. It seems like overkill that you're also like selling your soul. You're also dealing with the devil for this. This discipline is risky enough. It's still a bad idea even without the devil in the mix, but yet it's really cool and players would definitely use it. So fuck, I don't know. Am I really going to ding it like by a point because you have to deal with the devil? I don't think so. I think if you're the kind of person who wants a power like this, the devil is not going to be a big detraction. And it's a cool thing to give to Infernalists to make them different from other vampires. So I'm going to give this 4.5 pints out of 5, only because it's niche, kind of gimmicky. Does it lose a half point? But I love this discipline. At last, we are leaving the Wanderer section. This stretch of spoilers we've had for a couple of pages is over. Join me next time for a full page illustration before we get into the part of the story that you can actually play on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.